This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. From the European Union this morning, a full 10 pages listing hundreds of American products that the EU might go after if President Trump goes ahead with those tariffs that Sheila and Anna and I were just talking about. Some of them you know about, others maybe not. Peanut butter, cranberries, sweet corn and ceramic statuettes, shoes, and various kinds of industrial glass. The Europeans are peeved. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
In Brussels, the threat of US tariffs on European steel was met with cold, staccato fury.
It will hurt the European Union. It will put thousands of European jobs in jeopardy. We find that deeply unjust.
Cecilia Malmström, the EU's top trade official, she seethed over the claim that European steel exports to the US endanger American security.
We cannot see how the European Union, friends and allies in NATO, can be a threat to international security in the US.
Last year, the EU exported $6.5 billion worth of steel and $1 billion worth of aluminium to the US, making it the second largest foreign supplier after Canada. But Canada has been exempted from the tariffs, so if they are imposed, the EU could take the biggest hit. And the hit, says Charles de Lusignan of the European Steel Association, could be much bigger than just Europe's loss of sales to the American market.
Many of the same countries who are in the top 10 of US exporters are the same who go to Europe. For example, Brazil and Turkey are both large exporters to the US. They'll just turn their boats around and head straight to the EU. And trade deflection could have a much, much larger effect on the industry than the actual loss of exports itself.
Steel deflected from the US could pour into Europe, further depressing European steel prices. The EU is fighting back, hitting the US where it hurts. In its icons.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
The EU wants to slap a levy on your Chevy, your whiskey and your rye, targeting Americana. The Europeans are threatening their own 25% tariff on imports of some of the US's best-known products, bourbon, blue jeans and this. Harley Davidson's were put on the list. The company is based in Wisconsin, home state of House Speaker Republican Paul Ryan. In all, American exports worth some $3.5 billion could be affected. Fairly obvious what the Europeans are up to, says Meredith Crowley, a trade expert from Cambridge University.
They're hoping that by making these threats, they can get some sort of negotiated agreement with President Trump's administration to not include the European Union in this large import tariff.
They'd much rather Trump did not impose his steel tariffs at all because of the possible impact on the whole global trading system. The EU claims that the steel tariffs are not about national security, but protectionism pure and simple. And Mike Jakeman of the Economist Intelligence Unit says that undermines the World Trade Organization, which enforces the global trading rules.
Increasingly, the WTO becomes, you know, much less relevant, and the sort of global trading order starts to crumble a little bit. That's probably the big concern.
But some trade experts say the EU's planned retaliation flouts WTO rules and has provoked President Trump into threatening a 25% tariff on European car exports into the US. Financial markets remain calm. A full-blown trade war seems unlikely. But if one did break out between the world's two biggest trading partners, it could be devastating. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.